Well, Ricky, another excellent point on the road. Nice recovery second half, but we probably deserve more. What do you make of it?
Yeah, it is a good point. I'm actually really, really pleased with the way that we played from start to finish. I think it's really... it was disappointing to go in 2-0 down. I'll be honest, you know, the first one from a set play and then the second one from a basic defensive error, not in terms of what an individual, but collectively as a back three unit, you know, it was a poor decision. And then, you know, we had opportunity after opportunity. We could have scored 30 seconds later, we're 1-0 down. Then we can go and equalise, and then we're 2-0 down. And you can't come away to teams in this league, any team in this league, and give teams head starts, especially not two goals at half-time. You know, it was important that we after going 1-0 down, we tried to stay in the game, and then stupidly we overcommit and then end up finding ourselves 2-0 down. And do you know what, Nigel? At half-time, the best we could have done and the best we could have got out of this game at half-time was a point. And I said to the players afterwards, they deserve some credit because they have got out of it the best that they possibly could given the situation after 45 minutes. And I thought, you know, from start to finish, I can't criticise the performance at all. A couple of silly errors that cost us goals, but I thought as an attacking presence, as an attacking threat, I thought our two wide men were outstanding. Josh Dawkin, unplayable at times. Danny Kelly, outstanding. Jared Cunniff, I thought, was absolutely brilliant. Mm. Scott Sinclair, first half. Chev comes on, you know, and does what he does so well, sets up the winning goal and was a threat as well. And, you know, I just thought that everybody in those attacking areas, those front four or front five, if you bring on the substitutions, were outstanding. And I actually think that, you know, the change of formation with the last 15 minutes once we scored and three at the back again and putting Chaz up front, it, you know, we had to shuffle. Bradders going to right side centre half and Scotty coming in midfield and Tom McGowan coming on. He hadn't played a lot of football, but the last 20 minutes, you know, he gave us that energy from the centre of midfield. You know, look, like I said, you've got to be happy. I'm disappointed that we only took a point because, you know, I thought we deserved all three, but... Given that we're 2-0 down after 45 minutes, you know, you've got to be happy with a point.
We look very good going forward today, without a doubt, mate. Yes, disappointing. The only disappointing thing was probably we didn't get as many shots away as perhaps we should.
Yeah. Look, we said to the players that success at any level is built on how many goals you concede. You know, don't concede and you give yourself a chance of winning. And in recent weeks, we've been conceding too many goals as a team, and that has to stop. You know, the run that we went on where we were unbeaten, where we were winning games, we were not conceding too many goals, clean sheets or ones. If you're conceding twos, you know, it's very, very difficult to give yourself a chance of winning. And not only that, Nige, but conceding first in games and having to chase games, you know, that has to stop. You know, we have to make sure that we give ourselves a better chance of winning by trying to score the first goal in games, because it always seemed, in recent weeks, Stratford, Hazen Yedin, Biggles Wade, you know, when you're chasing the game, you have to do something different, and it seems to be us more often than not having to change what we do, change our shape, change in our personnel, change the way that we play to try and get back into games rather than, you know, other teams having to do it to us and then trying to expose them when they make their changes. But look, it's a good point away from home. This is a tough place to come. They're a good side, they're a physical side. And given the circumstances, you know, I'm delighted. I think the players have showed great character, great togetherness. It's a point closer to our points tally. You know, one more win, Nigel, and we'll hit that magic 48. So, yeah, I'm happy man today.
Well done, mate.
Cheers, Nigel.
Cheers, mate.